Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer. In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
with licensed psychologist and guest John Delatorre.
Before she was arrested, Jody Hildebrandt, she was a practicing counselor. Many couples now coming out, or individuals, I should say, because a lot of the couples she counseled didn't really end very well, saying that they believe that the practices of Ruby, certainly, if not was the cause of their divorce, certainly played a part in it, with the way that she separated spouses, pathologized patients' behaviors as evidence of various addictions that are not even recognized in the DSM-5, encouraged people to cut off others who weren't living in accordance with her teachings. Just how far off the path did Jody go as a counselor or a therapist, in your opinion and from your expertise?
Well, it sounds like she was never on a path to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, there is a stereotype when it comes to individuals who enter into the mental health field that they are the wounded healer, right? That something has happened in their lives. And so being part of the mental health field helps them figure out whatever it is that's going on with them. But the truth is, if you haven't figured your stuff out first, then you're more likely to be wildly inappropriate and find yourself in positions in which you are not engaging in help, where you actually are committing the harm that you swore not to commit.
How did Jody manage to continue going on for so long? I mean, literally, she just surrendered her license in the last couple of weeks here. Going back to 2012, it was suspended briefly. The Mormon Church even said, yeah, we're not going to necessarily recommend you anymore, because she was revealing basically HIPAA-type information to people that she shouldn't be revealing it to. But she got her license back shortly thereafter for that unprofessional conduct, and then just continued back up. Obviously, I know there's a lot of learning in your field. You guys, everyone I've ever worked with has been very good, very professional. The story of Jody fairly much goes off the track. Is there a lot of accountability for someone once they get that license to maintain it, especially when you have this sort of activity going on and these sort of results with her clients?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, here's every licensed provider has a licensing board, which means that the licensing board is there to protect the general public. They're not there to protect me as a licensee.
Yeah.
They're there to protect the public. And so I think a lot of people maybe don't want to kind of quote unquote rat out their counselor or something like that, or an entire church is just, we're just not going to refer any more patients to you, rather than actually going through the process of raising a complaint. Mm-hmm. There she is not unique. I want to be clear about that. There are thousands of counselors and other mental health professionals that are often put up on charges by their licensing board because of these kinds of issues. There is graduated ways of punishing these individuals that not, it isn't necessarily, oh, this is the first one, so that means you're going to get your license taken away. But it's one of those things that if you are concerned about how your counselor, therapist, psychologist, psychiatrist, whoever, if you're concerned about how they're practicing, then you need to raise a complaint, because the licensing board isn't going to know what's going on unless you tell them.
Sure, sure. And with that being said, of what's going on in those sessions, the direction she was taking things, the way she was handling her clients, I mean, how free, you know, are individuals who are practicing in this world to kind of do their own method? We're going to take it down my road and not necessarily just what we've studied and learned from others, because it seems like a lot of this was just what Jody thought would work is what she did.
Yeah. So initially during your during the early part of your graduate training, you select a theoretical orientation as a therapist. This is a lens through which you're seeing everybody's problems and you're seeing kind of how humanity unfolds. Some individuals have integrated, right? So they take pieces of all different kinds of theories and mold it into one. Some are sort of thinking more esoteric, right? So they start having their own opinions about how life is supposed to be and how decisions should be made. We can see a lot of some of these individuals having been influenced by more what I'm going to call extremist ideology. And I don't necessarily mean like terrorists or not. Yeah. What I mean is that there are some individuals who become very hard-lined in how they think life should unfold, and they don't allow for any flexibility. They don't allow it for themselves, and they're certainly not going to allow it for any of their clients. And the more siloed they become, right? So the more isolated that they are from hearing opposing views and learning more about alternative theories as to what's going on within someone, the more likely they are to become even more solidified in that ideology, in that thinking. So you don't have a way of being checked. And she would definitely be someone that would only communicate with people who already believed like her. Mm-hmm. So she probably never really interacted with someone who would say, no, I don't think you're doing the right thing, or having a consultant that she could say that she could go to if she's having a difficult time, because it doesn't sound like she ever thought she was wrong.
Is this someone, exactly what you just said, is this someone who simply just never thought she was wrong, was going to go down any path and thought she's untouchable, everything she's doing is right and okay because it's what she believes? Or is there like some sort of nefarious, you know, side to her? Because it almost, from what we're hearing from some of these patients and clients that they had, I mean, it sounds like, hey, if you want to break up a marriage, follow Jody's way of doing things. It seemed unhealthy, some of the practices that she was suggesting that these couples go through, and including the accusations that she would make of porn addiction and other things that really weren't present in some of these men. It almost seemed like there was a vendetta against men in a lot of the ways that she interacted with couples.
Yeah, what I'm going to say to that is everyone makes a choice. Everyone makes an active choice into what they're going to do and what they're going to say. She's the only one that knows if she had an agenda, right? Mm-hmm. If she had her own personal agenda that she's putting onto all of her clients, or if this was just a secondary aspect of being so regimented in her own ideals and not recognizing that she needed to meet her clients where her clients were at. So only she's going to know she brought something into the session that wasn't supposed to be there.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.